Welcome back to Tip TV Finance, where I'm joined by Malte Korb, who's the director at the Traders Leadership Council. How are you today, Malte?
Very good. Thanks for having me.
Okay. You'll come here with a few bits of advice, possibly a bit of a warning. Get ready for a bumpy ride. Why could there possibly be a bumpy ride?
Maybe if you just have a brief look back at what happened in 2016 and so far in 2017. I think what has changed markedly or notably after the 23rd of June was we have more and more event risk in the market. And believe it or not, we're now even looking at the tweets of Donald Trump and get a reaction from the Mexican peso or the Canadian dollar in reaction to his tweets. Maybe we should just have a look at the first slide that I brought you along. Just gives you a bit of an overview of what we've seen coming into last year. We had gold strength. Where did that go? There was no gold strength for the rest of the year and coming into this year. And now we've been talking about the Italian referendum. And when you looked at how the market has reacted to the Italian referendum, not at all, right? It went up. How has the market reacted to Trump? Quite quickly, it bounced back up again from an equity point of view. And I think the same story is true for equities.
But all these issues, I mean, all they need is just a bit of, you know, central bankers just write a check. So Italy was nailed with that one. China, they just got money. You know, even if there's going to be a collapse there, the People's Bank just keep on printing their people's money or shifting it or hiding it, or the GDP growth is always 6.8%. You know, you've got all these things. There's such a control that even if the worst happens, you've got the Bank of England, you've got other people there to step in and wave a magic wand. So, do you see my point there?
Yeah, I see your point. And I suppose, you know, when you talk to asset managers who have pay a lot of attention to this, what they see is that actually the central banks, they still have a couple of bullets left, but not that many. So again, we're talking about helicopter money or that stuff. But I suppose what has happened is, you know, that markets have reacted with high volatility to these policy events. And when markets calm down again, especially from an institutional point of view, because as you say, there's limited risk in the market as long as the central banks can bail out the equity markets as we've seen in the past.
But when interest rates are zero, you can bail anybody out because it doesn't cost you anything.
That's right. So, but I suppose everybody now anticipates a change to that policy. Looking at the US, we anticipate anything between 2 and 3 interest rate hikes in 2018 and 2017. Look, I think what we've learned from 2016 especially is that it's really hard to forecast the future. And I think how 2017 will end look like and 2018, we just don't know. All we know is there will be a lot of policy risk, and it's quite likely that we see continued volatility in response to this policy risk.
And so we can't even say the lesson of 2016 was buy the shocks or buy the dips.
It's hard to say. It's probably the one lesson I would take from all that, and I think I put some points in the next slide, is don't get hung up on any, I call them buyers. Like, and we sat down ahead of Brexit. We talked about some targets in the Euro GBP, and the targets have been reached. But I think we both concluded that the world would not stop, right? And what I've seen a lot in the retail trading community, but also in the professional trading community, is that people got hung up on that bias. So one example was, I think, a fund here in Mayfair got it absolutely spot on predicting Brexit, but still lost 50% of their investment because the markets just reacted in a very different way. Same with Trump. A lot of people said if you get Trump, the stock markets will dip and never recover. So we had limit down situations in the night of Trump's election, but the markets very, very quickly bought that back, and look where we are now in the Dow, we are at new time highs.
Right, so it's separating your emotions or your sentiment or your feelings from real facts, let's say.
Which is really hard, because when you look in the media, all you get told is obviously you will be told about the fear of having Trump, the fear of the Brexit, the fear of the Italian referendum, the fear of Angela Merkel kind of losing the vote in 2017. But all that fear from a capital market perspective is maybe unfounded. So coming back to trade what you see, not what you feel.
Although it has to be said, I think that the way Trump's been in the last couple of weeks is probably as bad as people would have feared. So say the Brexit wasn't as bad as people feared because, you know, the growth is still there, the pound's got weaker and, you know, it stimulated the economy, et cetera, et cetera. But Trump has been actually, it's been as much of a loose cannon and chaotic as it was expected. I mean, apart from firing off a nuclear missile or two, everything else has been he's fighting with everybody here, there, and everywhere. Even the saying that the euro is grossly undervalued.
That's absolutely right. I suppose so far it's only words mostly. He has signed a couple of executive orders. One of them has been just overturned again, and we see the fallout in the media. The next conversation probably to come up with Trump is everything about deportation of illegal immigrants to the United States. So we will probably have some fierce conversations moving forward. But apart from the Mexican peso, as I pointed out earlier, and when you look a bit at the Canadian dollar, a bit of a milder reaction, we haven't really seen any risk factored in by the equity markets, for example.
Right, okay, let's move along. This is the pound in the wake of, Brexit and Trump.
Yeah, that's right. So we sat down here in the studio just ahead of Brexit, right? And then we had this massive move down in pound US dollar. I want to point out that the pound went immediately after Brexit, kind of moved sideways, and even had a bit of a recovery. Which trapped got a lot of traders trapped at that point. Then we saw another leg down, again followed by a bounce back. And again, I think the market is pretty much core short right now, GBP USD. Mm. But when I kind of look at the messaging, that is getting weaker and weaker. So my message here would be: please don't get hung up on the idea that the pound US dollar has to go to parity. There is no has to, right? And kind of it looks like the market is building a bit of a bottom there.
Okay.
So the key takeaways from the session today should be adapt to the different market environment. So first of all, don't try to fade a market in the sense that you pick the bottoms and the lows, because these extremes levels of volatility, we just smash through any levels. And I think the GBP USD right after Brexit was a brilliant example where we saw that kind of layering down, and we smashed through levels at an amazing speed. And finally, the averaging. I think Paul Tudor Jones once said, only losers do averaging. That's the idea that you see, you got into a trade and the market moves against you, and you just see that as an opportunity to build a better position because the enterprise becomes better and better. If you have a large enough account, that maybe is a reasonable strategy, but look, for most traders out there, that typically is just the recipe for disaster, and you accumulate a massive position in what should be your worst trade and not in what is your best trade.
Okay, well, Malte Koch, the director of the Traders Leadership Council, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you.